start the next case, which is EA-17-121098DA. This is the Clay and Tiffany Apartments. And this is return for, it's for all intents and purposes, a walk-on return from last week. and we have 45 minutes on the schedule for this tonight. Hannah Bryant is staff from BDS. I'll turn it over to Hannah.
All right. So, yes, this is a return from June 8th, 1 week ago. So I think you've all just been provided with a new packet with revised elevations. If you want to turn to page 3, you can compare it to the first DAR and the second DAR images, which are up on the screen here. The applicants were asked to return to explore simplification of the exterior facade. The sense was at the previous hearing that, or at the previous DAR, that the comments from the first DAR had been responded to and maybe swung the facade too far in the opposite direction, and it was looking a little bit too busy. And the corner modules, there was just too many moves happening on a quarter block, and the applicant was encouraged to explore simplification. The applicant was asked to explore masonry to respond to other masonry buildings in the context, and that was really it, and then asked to just tone it down and come up with a little bit more hierarchy to the facades. And the applicant has met with staff in this very fast turnaround, maybe has not slept based on the extent of this packet. And there's some nodding happening here.
It's all good.
But staff is definitely very excited to hear commission's feedback. We feel like this project has consistently been getting stronger, and we're excited at how responsive the applicant has been, and really feeling like the ground floor, the programming, the facade, everything is moving in a great direction. So we're excited for them to present.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, commissioners, for the opportunity to come back and present. I'm Gurley with Sarah Architects, and joining with me is...
Kurt, you want to...
Kurt Schultz, Sarah Architects.
Okay. So with that, we'll jump right into it. So we started with this early concept, and then with all the feedback, we went over here in the last DAR second round, and major feedback was to really tone it down, simplify. And so we went back and looked at the basics of just the massing, of how the massing is in the diagram of like really highlighting the two-story space. And so looking at this particular massing, we really simplified all of that to just express what was essential. And this is sort of the view that we're providing with that particular massing, where we are providing a very strong, very active base. And we'll get to the floor plan as well, based on your feedback and what the changes we have made. And then again, like really, one of the things we heard was that the double height space was, we're overworking it by putting too much frames and everything. And so just making it read more subtly and just as part of the even feel of the building. And also the zigzag of the windows was also creating a lot of too much dynamism is one another thing that we heard. And so we simplified that a whole lot. Also made the windows a lot bigger, so was bringing more light into the units. And the field of the panels is minimized quite a bit. So this is one option we looked at. And another one is we went back to the earlier version of this little divide that was here and bringing glass all the way down here. And again, very simplified massing and articulation. And this one particularly reads like this. And the difference between the first and the second one were like gapping the top. And again, very, very simplified articulation of the double height space where the community gathering will happen. And continuing the theme of the very active ground floor space. So here's one other thing, and when we showed the detail last time was we had one too many moves going on in our panel system, and so we've simplified that very much in very simple vocabulary, bigger windows, front-facing vents rather than the, you know, finicky side vents that we were providing last time. So we really heard that and responded to your revised comments and such. Another thing, yes.
Actually, yeah. I wanted to go back on a couple quick things, on the massing. So I listened to the audio tape as well, and Gory and I went over this, and kind of the the sense of what you were looking for in terms of kind of creating a composition that was more unified and less disjointed, the sense that this was kind of disjointed was the super strong bass in terms of a very dark contrast to the upper stories, and then the pop-outs not being integrated as well. So we really wanted to come to you with two different massing ideas, just as a, you know, one really simple, the first, which is our massing option A, really simplifies it to a singular building, a singular mass where the facades would wrap all sides all the way around. And that what we're really emphasizing is the glass common rooms that are the two-story common rooms, and we changed the proportion of them as well, so each one is a double-height space and not just a single-height space on the top like it was in the previous version. The building base as well would be, it would still be brick masonry, but it would be probably a lighter color brick masonry that actually would blend more with the Equitone panel, so it's more of a subtle base as opposed to a light on dark. So this is kind of our very stripped down, this is the singular building idea that fleshes out more in this version, where we'd have a brick that is more in the same kind of tone as the upper banding, bigger windows, very simple facade, but you really do read these two-story cutouts all the way through the building. And then terminate the building somehow with a band, so it doesn't feel like it's just a pattern that's repeating itself, you know, over and over again into an infinity. Making the base, you know, more active, and actually on the brick on the base toning down so it wouldn't have quite so much articulation. The other massing concept was really actually going back to some of the ideas that came out of the very first DAR concept, where we actually had a reveal that split the masses, and that actually became light into the corridor. So if this is a less simple version. It's a little bit more complicated, but it does do some nice things in the sense that you would now have a slot that allows light into the corridor. It would allow the common rooms to have windows actually on three sides, so that they would get even more glass as they're looking down Clay Street. And then it divides the building into two volumes. So one volume over on 11th Avenue would be the Equitone panels with a base that are a grounded mass. This would actually be a floating mass where we would actually set back in a two-story base facing Clay Street with, you know, more glazing, set that back so that mass actually floats. This may be too complicated, but, you know, we wanted to test that out. I mean, what I heard in the audio, and I think it was David saying, we're looking for the Goldilocks, you know, what's the version that's just right between complexity and simplicity. So we wanted to actually show you a couple of ideas to try to figure out what is that Goldilocks option. And that's kind of why, you know, one's a little bit more complex, one's very, very simple. But either way, we would simplify, enlarge the windows, simplify the openings. We are still proposing doing the Equitone cementitious panels. We did look at the thin brick. It is a pretty significant cost increase to the cementitious panels, but I'll be honest with you, in our firm, we actually have a lot of concerns about thin brick. Our envelope consultants have concerns about it. There's been a history of thin brick getting moisture behind it and then spalling off the buildings. I'm not really comfortable with it, but I know it's been approved, so I hope they're making them better now than they used to. But we are more comfortable with the Equitone panel. But in this case, they would actually, the Equitone would actually return and create a deep shadow line both at the head and the sides of all the columns. And so this is sort of a blow up of the depth we're getting with the cementitious panels to really create a deep window opening, and then the architectural louver to the side is about 4 inches back.
Thanks, Kurt. And so another, also a lot of comments we heard from the commissioners were about activating the ground floor even further. And so we took that to heart. And so some of the comment that we had heard was maybe moving this further back and opening this up, moving the entry out to this side so it's not in this utility area. And so this whole lobby becomes very active. And so we took did I go too far? So we really listened to that. And so what we've done is moved the restroom back here. We opened up the lobby. So there's a potential of having some sort of coffee shop or something here that can really be activated by the residents, or maybe even like a kiosk or sort of thing where the public can also get some vending of the coffee and such. So, you know, this I think is a huge improvement also in our ground floor now, like very, very active ground floor surface as well. And another thing, one of the things that we heard from you last time was to show more context of the vicinity, and just wanted to show like just the variety and the diversity of materials that are used around the project. So we've got the Cameron, we've got the more stucco with the on 12th and Market. The Marché is another brick building, but across the street is this 27-story tall metal and glass, very different material. Bunsen Tower, we've got the historic church on the other side, and we have the Rosenschnitzer, which is a more concrete, very stark concrete material. And so we just wanted to kind of also sort of showcase all the variety that's in this area of palettes and materials. Another thing that we also heard from you was we were showing a lot of the images with just our two blocks, and so wanted to see what else was around here. So this is a very, very quick render, very rough, quick render of how this building situates across, diagonally across from this church, and the same story of 16-story Rosenschnitzer building, pretty massive building, and then another very massive tower right across, very different material. And so this, I think, sort of really gives an idea of where this building is and how this building sort of fits in the context. So with that, I'm going to open up for feedback and comments.
Yeah, I think what we wanted to address here is massing, and get it between some of the versions we've shown, even going back to earlier versions in terms of the massing, what seems more appropriate, what's simple enough, is that Goldilocks massing that we're looking for, quality of materials and the way we're detailing the materials, and then finally the base of the building. So I think those are the three topics we'd like to hear some feedback on tonight.
So even though this is a design advice request, we do have folks here who would like to testify today. So commissioners are invited to ask questions, and then we'll have public testimony.
Well, but is this a symmetrical building? Is this the same detailing as this portion?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you look
at... It's not symmetrical. It's the two-story volumes are asymmetrical, but the detailing...
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, the idea was that on the first version, option A, it's a singular mass with the same kind of detailing of windows that just happens to cross every two floors to meet the program.
Okay.
Whoops. Whereas in the other version, it's split, and this could even be more differentiated than this side. Again, we're aiming more towards simplicity.
Yeah, you want to head towards simplicity. I mean, just doing this two-story window is complexity enough for this whole thing. So it doesn't need anything else.
Yeah.
The vertical strip or anything, really. Mm-hmm. No. Just tone it down rather than accentuate it would be my advice on this thing. I think it's much better. With a simpler base, with the base not being as dark, as much of a contrast, simplifying it on the upper story, not recessing it or taking it out of plane, makes it feel a whole lot better than your last iteration. So it's going the right direction, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. I would say, though, that there's something strange going on here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I mean, it's actually, it's resolved well here, but I mean, the thicker, I mean, it just... There's something that you might want to have it in the corner.
Probably rearrange some of those windows too.
But there's something.
So I think you're right. I think you want to like really
want to do it like
the,
you did
the
it.
The frame needs to read through, so they read very simple.
Yeah. Those, I mean, you're doing it here, right? It's just here. It just seems like you lost the rhythm.
Yeah, it's not totally coherent. Yep, yeah, but it's much more so than it was the last time.
Yeah, but I think this one's better too. The gap over here with the gap in the corners was kind of odd too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So definitely a lot of improvement.
I have a little minority opinion about the gap. Is that the two streets are very different here.
True.
And I like the fact in B, how it starts to orient the massing towards the diversity of the neighborhood a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And Reed is a little bit smaller scale because of that mm-hmm. gap. So I prefer B. But A is fine if you resolve that awkward dimension mm-hmm. in the siding. The other thing, though, that I feel that's, and I'm sure you'll get this, but I feel what we've lost is the accentuation of the two-story glass spaces. And maybe they're not reading as important because now now these have become really important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is now receding. So mm-hmm. I don't know how you're going to resolve the geometry, but I wonder whether these need an eyebrow or some depth or something like you had them before. I don't know, but okay. I'm fine with A or B. Mm-hmm. I prefer B.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it could be the way we just sketched them because we just kind of showed them as an opaque element? I actually don't mm-hmm. think it would look that way. I mean, we were doing facile hand sketches.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think there'd be more transparency to them, but...
I think it's, you know, I think... whereas before it was notches that yeah. just happened to be in a yeah. building, now it's a building that kind of has some notches, and so I think it lost a little bit of that drama.
Huh. Yeah, I kind of agree. It seems like the emphasis is on the three unimportant parts, floors on that. They just have more mm-hmm. emphasis because in the rendering anyway.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And the glazing is set back, so that's a...
Can you go back?
How do you...
It's a little more dramatic.
I think that mm-hmm. one... I think if you put the groove, it does mm-hmm. lose. It starts to emphasize these guys. Where is my button here?
It starts to emphasize these guys.
If you don't have it, then mm-hmm. then it's the skin that's wrapping a glass something.
Mm-hmm. So
go ahead.
I'm partial to this this solution in part because I think it responds more clearly to the interior ground floor uses.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is all retail, and in the other scheme, there's a clear architectural differentiation between mm-hmm. the corner mm-hmm. and the rest of that retail space. And so this seems much neater at the ground floor. Mm-hmm. Gary, I'm wondering, the bike room as it's drawn in that ground floor plan is shown as being totally open to the lobby, which mm-hmm. is really neat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like that the bike room is not living on the exterior wall, and yet that activity is really visible. I guess the thing that I'm asking is, can it really be that way? Or do you need a locked door to protect the bicycles?
We may have to do some sort of a more transparent kind of a partition there, and that's kind of what we're thinking. Maybe there's going to be some sort of a partial type of system there that still provides the transparency and connection, but not completely solid wall.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. The ground floor is just so significantly improved with the expanded lobby space.
Yeah. Thank you for the feedback on that.
It's really nice.
Great. I agree with you. I think if you could leave it open, I mean, it's student housing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and bikes are like mm-hmm. essential to a student.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of your life. You pick up your bike, go, come back. I mean, I think if you could somehow find a way to leave it as part of, mm-hmm. I mean, of the lobby, almost integrated somehow.
Yeah. Do your workstations and uh-huh. repairs over here.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, why mm-hmm. not?
Very open.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to lock your bike to something anyway, yeah. right?
You're keep as active as you can.
Don't you have you have them also in the rooms, though, right? You said
yes.
The bike. So it's an option to park it. Is there additional charge to park it here? Or?
No, not right now. I don't think.
Is that a?
No, I don't think that's an option.
So the option, the issue is how the floor is treated and how you keep it clean.
Yes.
Armor plated. And is there a? Is there a path that's designated with a different material through that space so that one is easier to clean than another, or one doesn't require concrete?
Absolutely. I think we can easily do that.
Concrete slab floor.
Well, I was thinking something that it may be more of a commercial fibery thing that's sunk into an inch into the slab
right
so
here.
That the moisture and stuff doesn't show. I mean, mm-hmm. bikes are coming in from the outside. That's what I'm nitpicky. But something like that could help you keep it clean instead of having to mop the whole floor every day.
But it's a great, great ground floor.
Yeah, thanks.
For a quarter block.
I've actually got a question. Would there be any benefit to actually increasing the amount of retail here and taking it over to this column and keeping the lobby to one side?
Why can't you be flexible with that?
Yeah, I think we could. I think one of the things that really helps is really build a community, again, for the students with the circulation being right here. But that said, I think we definitely have that flexibility of changing that.
So if there are more questions, let's get them out.
If you ask that question, I mean, because there are no amenities in the building, that you've got for the number of units, you've got the little corners that are good, but there's not much in the way other than that. So just seems proportionally the lobby being bigger is better in this case because there is, it's just kind of scarcity of space for students.
Also, I think the elevator core and the exit create a clear path for that. I think that's also essential.
Well, and plus, this is the only space for the entire building, right?
Yeah.
So if you're out on that one or two floors that has that one kind of public square for the and whatever uses you're going to put in there, then this is it for everybody. So it feels great. I think it's really the first floor plan and kind of the first floor in elevation street seems resolved pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah.
Did you look at using the smaller Equitone panels?
Smaller as in smaller panel, modular size?
Modular, yeah.
So far, we've been looking at the two modules that they have are the 4x8s and 4x10s. Mm-hmm. So whichever seems to work, that minimizes the joints to the least is kind of how we're taking a look at. Also, another thing we're looking at is this being more of a panel system, so for the ease of construction and affordability as well. So that will also determine a little bit about how the panel sizes would modularize.
I guess I was talking about, so I guess that's a no. The other, they make very short, long pieces that are a system. Yeah, they're planks, basically.
Oh, okay. Okay, no, we haven't looked at it, but we'll take a look at that.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Jessica, what do you see as the benefit to something that is more plank-like in shape?
Scale, articulation that's lacking compared to the context.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a lot of just big things slapped on. It kind of goes back to the first scheme in a way where this amorphous just panels versus, so again, the in between the two, the level of detail is, now you've kind of swung back to here. So I agree. Yeah, there needs to be.
I think we swung it that way.
No, we asked for just right. I believe that was the term, right? So.
Yeah. Do you feel that this sort of articulation of a stepped inset kind of provides a little bit of that with still having a very simpler vocabulary, rather than putting it in different places,
but
you have what, two, like hierarchy-wise, two levels of depth, like one that's further deep, 9, and then coming to 5 where the louver is, and then going to 4. So it sort of breaks down that opening a little bit more. Do you feel that sort of adds to what sort of you're looking for, sort of a little bit more detail?
It helps.
Okay.
But I think you still have quite a large amount of essentially flat facade.
Yeah, you got 14 floors.
Yeah, even the Benson, which is a glass box, has a lot of articulation.
Yeah, but it's really going to come down to how you detail what you're proposing to do at this point.
So, Jessica, are those smaller pieces almost like an oko skin?
They are.
Kind of long.
It's very similar to oko skin.
Kind of interesting to get a little bit more texture and something more for the eye to enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll definitely look into that.
Okay, other questions? If that's the case, we will ask the applicant to step back, and we will open public testimony. Simon Jaworski. Hi, Simon. You'll have 3 minutes.
I got
You know,
one you need to thing introduce is your name and
yes,
name and address.
Sure. My name is Simon, and
I
live down in right next to the building in the Rosenitzer Tower. One thing that disturbed me is that the pictures that they showed of the surrounding buildings weren't true. For example, we have several brick and mortar buildings around there. One of them is the Onford Apartments. It's a brick and mortar, and there's even a brick and mortar, I think it's called the Lexington, that has even balconies, of which this building severely neglects, you know. And, you know, there are several buildings around there with balconies, and I think that should be included too. But, you know, there is a lot of brick and mortar buildings in that neighborhood, you know, and I think, you know, it's they're trying to go away with it. The building next to it, I think, was a mistake. I don't think that should have ever been built, that tall, high-rise building. But I think that this building should really be a red brick and mortar, like some of the other buildings are. And it bothers me, too, that the back side of the building, I don't think, looks even plainer, I think. You know, and it should be, being that it's 16 stories high, it should be brick and mortar all the way around, you know. And you know, I think the color of the building just looks totally wrong compared to the older buildings, you know. And there's more space in retail, but I don't know. I don't think they should focus so much on a bike shop. I mean, I think if it's retail, if they say it's retail, it should be retail and not just a bigger, you know, lobby area. You know, I think that it should, you know, because a lot of retail, it looks just like in the corner, it just looks so small, you know. So I think, you know, it needs to, I don't know, the windows, I agree, it was a little bit too busy around the windows. I'm thinking maybe the corner windows might be a little bit too big, because, you know, surrounding buildings, they don't have those kind of big windows. But I still don't think the look of the building really reflects the older architecture of many. And there's many older brick buildings around that. They didn't. I mentioned a few of them. There's other brick buildings that they did not show on their picture, and they say that reflects a neighborhood. Like I say, that Onford Apartment is just about a block away, and there's another one that's a block away. There's several that are close by. You know, that they didn't. That they are brick and mortar, and I definitely think if this is not brick panel, I should think it should at least be brick paneling. It should be brick and mortar, like in the old days. But if not brick and brick paneling, because it's just destroying the atmosphere, changing the atmosphere of the neighborhood, and the more of these cheap looking Cracker Jack buildings they build, it's supposed to be a historical neighborhood, and it's just taking away from that. So,
thank you, Simon.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Okay, the applicant is invited to return to the table.
Wow, isn't that? God, it's something. Get me that season. Allergies.
It's not an allergy to Sarah, I hope.
I don't think so. We didn't cover that. Is that allowed?
There's several hours of them here.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Gary, I'd like to give you the opportunity to respond to Simon's testimony. Issues that he raised are balconies, red brick, the plainness of the rear of the building, the scale of the corner windows, and the architectural style, and whether or not it's appropriate to context. I know Simon knows that this building is not in an historic district, and that the guidelines and the commission, we have kind of limited purview over some of the issues that you raised, and so the applicant is absolutely within rights to propose a building that is a modern interpretation of the context. So with that in mind, if you would like to address some of those, you're welcome to.
There's also one surrounding brick and mortar like that.
I don't have any comments. I mean, I think we expressed a lot of the explanation before as well on this. So.
Okay. With that, I'm not sure if I said public testimony is closed, but it is. And Simon, I think that you're going to hang around until the end of the hearing, and we'll hear the rest of the conversation. So thank you for your commitment to that. All right, other conversation that we want to have from the commissioners? Other topics to raise?
It seemed like it was a conversation to begin with. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, more than questions. I mean, I think it's definitely going in the right direction. I think the simplicity is the right, is right. I think there needs to be a little bit more work on the composition. I prefer the simpler one, this mm-hmm. one, but I think definitely some work needs to be done on how that is into, and also how that is put together. Mm-hmm. I think the floor plan is fine. I mean, in terms of, you know, the amount of retail, and so I think this is a good direction to go into.
Yeah.
But anyway. But.
Jessica, you have anything you want to add?
I wasn't here as the last TAR, but it does seem to be going in a better direction. Does this need to maintain a constant line? I mean, this building is so vertical.
Huh.
There's an opportunity. It's already doing something completely different from everything else.
Mm-hmm.
There's an opportunity to integrate these more. I don't know if that would make it more complicated or... Mm-hmm. But this just seems completely like a different building sitting underneath this tower. It could just be the sketch. I don't know. It is going in a better direction. This mass reads better in my mind because it's already a quarter block. It doesn't really need to be broken up anymore.
Yeah.
And the cut here really starts to draw attention to secondary spaces. I agree,
mm-hmm.
Which doesn't quite make a lot of sense. But.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering why in the floor plan you've just got these four larger mm-hmm. pilasters and or columns. And in the rendering, in this little sketch, these take on too much of a role. I think just since it's only 100 feet by 100 feet, mm-hmm. and you know. I agree with Jessica. It's a little too chopped up
okay.
for that. So just kind of
look to simplify that.
That too.
Okay.
Yeah. I just, for me, I think it's the material that there's, you know, 14 floors of it, and it just isn't, there's something about that much with it. And it's a tough one because, I mean, maybe you can answer this question, Kurt, relative to affordable student housing. Is that a, how is that regulated and ensured that actually students that qualify for it are the ones that actually live here? Because that's one of the premises of the of this proposal, right? That the budget's limited because the income's limited, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we don't actually have anyone from College Housing Northwest here to talk about how they do that. But yeah, it is my understanding that their mission is to provide affordable student housing compared to some of the
other ones around. Right.
On the Equitone panels, is it because of this location that this is a concern? Because like, you know, the press blocks you guys approved was like a 30-story tower of Equitone. So. Is it because
the Oregonian and the across from
the Methuen Tower is all Equitone
across from Providence Park,
right?
Oh,
yeah. It was precast. It was the one by Methuen.
Yeah, I know the Bora, but each of them had other materials that kind of balanced that out.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. They weren't 100% Equitone, and they were, right. I mean, there were balconies on,
right.
And so there was a lot of materials that kind of, on the whole, kind of came together.
I'm not
to
comparing the two; it's just more of a material.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not objecting to Equitone. I think it's just that it's the singular material for 90% of the building. So how do you elevate that material would be the challenge. I'm not saying don't use it, but much like Art House and some other examples where it took a very common material, but through simple moves, and the simple moves made it something special. So I think that's the challenge with something of this scale using that materials. How do you, through composition and detailing, and again, simple detailing, not over, but how do you elevate it to the point where, okay, this is really a great example of Equitone, and and now everybody's proud of it. So
it's probably going to be the next level of trying to figure that out, and taking Jessica's suggestion and really looking at, okay, this is now just kind of boxy and simple. How do we get that? How do we not make it jump all over the place, but have delicacy?
Right. There's a rhythm to it
the joints and, the detailing.
Right.
What's the base?
Brick.
Still brick. Okay.
Yeah, it's basically what we're proposing is more of a light colored brick that is more in the family of the Equitone. So that the building is more as a singular mass, and then the striated panels are in some of the spandrels and verticals.
Oh, okay.
And one of the other things is, given the context, this is your completion of your fourplex here. You filled out the block, Kurt. So, but all your other projects, all the other three, have a lot of brick. The percentage of brick is much greater than this one. So, given that context on the block itself, how do you? Just the base just isn't enough. And I'm not saying brick wise, but relating to the other projects in some fashion. I'm not sure what that is, but there's. I know it's a very representative graphic, so I'm used to that. But I'm looking at it for the next step. What is that? So there's some, for me, there's just some convincing that this material is going to be elevated.
Okay. Yeah, one of the things we're doing also is by increasing the window sizes is to sort of minimize the amount of the, previously we had more field of the Equitone panel, and we're trying to really minimize that, and also the glass emphasizing more glazing, emphasizing that transparency as well.
There was a lot of wall.
Yeah, I think it's come. It's going the right direction. It's not there yet, and it's sort of now. How do you take all these window openings, for example, and design those so there's some kind of a nice patterning going on there, and the proportions are right, and the details feel correct. I mean, it's right now. It's just a sketch. It's hard to tell what's going to happen. But that's awkward. But
it's a huge improvement in a very, very short time.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Guys worked a lot.
Maybe we should have him come back next week with
I wish everybody worked as fast as you. We'd be going cases.
By the end of the month, we'd have a great project.
Yeah, there you go. Sure. I've got a great team. So,
pardon?
I've got a great team. So,
This relationship needs some study.
Oh, that's awkward.
The part. That's the make or break part, right?
Maybe should the windows, you think, change proportion on some of those parts of the wall that cross above and below, or should it be the same pattern?
I'm not sure you want to add a whole lot more complexity to that.
Yeah, I like
it's a problem, but it is awkward. That spot is so big, and somehow this seems lost in the panel, where the panels here. Are just part of the verticality of the building.
What's more important on that corner? That's the basic question. Is it the two-story elements?
It's the two-story element. So, that's the piece that we're trying to highlight where the community gathers.
Right. So if that's the case, do they just you had a really exaggerated bay, but do they just come out enough as the glass plane, to be out in front of the other thing? So the others kind of go
bump
past but they're behind it.
Mm-hmm. You're suggesting
about more than a foot.
So
I don't know, but something.
Yeah, almost like a little bit of a bay.
A little, there's just a extrusion of it.
Oh, are they sticking?
I don't think
they're
much.
They are racist.
They are.
He's saying stick them out.
Yeah, but completely the different.
Maybe they popped out just to
they're back.
Okay.
This wants to be the minor, and that wants to be the major. Somehow they're feeling reversed.
Right, they're reversed right now.
You know, I understand that, but truthfully, the fact that they are all glass and they are a double-story volume, they read really well. They clearly are a separate thing from the rest of the wrapper.
but they're confused by the other pieces. I keep my eye keeps immediately just runs to the three bands, and then I look at the last secondary, right?
Yeah, that's the piece. But if you just look at this as it goes across, you know, that works pretty good.
Yeah.
Then you hit here, and
that's so there's some jarring. If there were some better articulation for this particular window bay where it really read that band a little better, I think that you're saying that that then kind of will really wrap that.
Well, does it need another window in there, three windows instead of just the two?
Yeah, we just got to work all that.
Yeah.
Well, you've got the corridor there, right?
Where we have the one bedroom, two bedroom, we actually is that particular space is absorbed into the unit. So, yeah, so we might be able to do something there.
I wonder, I mean, I would play with this, but I don't know if it worked, but I wonder if it's the spacing between the row windows, like each, like what this does, it isolates those two. I'm just wondering if maybe if they shift over and they're the same spacing, and then I don't know if
the
there's
corner, the corner gets wider and bigger.
Maybe I'd just look at that and see if that, because then they're not, there's not this set of windows anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like there's a corner.
Everything over, so it's all even.
Right.
I mean, this, in my mind, makes more sense to be recessed because you have this sort of thin wrapper coming all the way around. And it would read more that way. I mean, you might as well emphasize that fact. So to me, if this set back more, it would read that way. It would be more convincing in that respect, rather than having them protrude out.
Because the wrappers peeled away.
We're
going
to disagree on that.
I know. We're just
After the big recess of the last one, you know, a little discretion and do it a little more discreetly feels pretty good.
Yeah.
If it wants to tweak in and out slightly, but it doesn't want to be real pronounced.
It
already is.
And maybe it's a combination of it'll be a combination of a couple things.
But I think given the direction is probably this direction. I mean, there's some studying that needs to happen and, you know, popping things out, popping things in, moving, shifting in order to really get to that level of
And that seems to be the issue.
Yeah, it's right in there.
So I'd like to get a, sorry, Don. I'd like to get a clear reading from every commissioner that we do want to pursue this strategy A and not B.
Yes.
I'm the minority.
I would.
Okay, Tad is the minority.
But not to the extent that I'm not going to approve A when it comes back.
Okay.
Just, that's where I stand.
Okay.
Oh, David. So you like B too?
You like B too?
No.
Oh, jeez.
You like B?
No.
Oh.
I prefer it. The B, if they had the slot and then the glass went all the way down. All the way down.
Yeah, that.
Well, then it would be more coherent.
Yeah.
But it isn't. You
know? Yeah. Right. Right.
How do folks feel about the addition of a cornice?
What did we have before?
It's well. I think it's the nature of the cornice, whether it's successful or not.
I actually don't like it. I think it's a little. It's not of the design, in a sense.
You know, if you look at the last one, it was quite subtle.
Yeah.
And it just kept it. And I think that was maybe better than
a little
really
bit more
pronounced one.
Clean and modern. It's probably more consistent with the overall design.
But just something to cap it a little bit, you know, metal or whatever, coping.
The brick and the equitone are really almost the same color.
The what?
The brick and the equitone?
Yeah.
The brick's a little darker.
Yeah, it seems so. It doesn't want to totally replicate the color of the equitone because it's a different material and then it looks kind of cheesy a little bit. Keep it separate. Yeah.
Okay. Seems like we talked that out.
If you kept the glass back, then maybe there's something that comes out that breaks that line. I'm just looking for something to break that that line that gives some emphasis to it, maybe some eyeliner.
Well, that's what I was saying, was that it, yeah. I felt it was better when it when there was a little eyebrow on the, yeah. around the window.
Maybe it was just too much of an eyebrow.
Is it an eyebrow or a frame? Mm-hmm. Before it was a frame.
The frame was too great.
It could even be a flat piece of metal, you know, like okay. Art House did on the windows. Yeah. It's something uh-huh. like that.
Okay.
Just a definition to present itself proud might be an option. Because then you'd be in front of the siding, and mm-hmm. it would be suggesting. Mm-hmm. I still think that this dimension is critical.
Yeah.
You need to also look at this with the glazing being real glazing that is
transparent. Yeah,
this was
yeah,
put together yeah. really quickly. So I'm wondering whether once you see the real transparency, that you mm-hmm. see the little second level in the back and all that yeah. stuff, whether it changes the dynamic of the solid versus the transparent, and yeah. this becomes less important.
Well, in the daytime, it'll read like that.
Pardon?
I mean, it'll read mostly like that in the daytime.
That's true.
At night, it'll read differently.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Big lanterns.
But at night, it's going to, I mean, in daytime, it's, you know, windows aren't really transparent that much.
That's true. It depends on the glazing.
Behind them, like another outdoor or something.
Tim?
So it will read at a lot of times as
That's
a plane.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Won't really be seeing it, unfortunately.
I was going to just suggest there's a lot of really good ideas, and I think they're the kind of good ideas that we're at a point where, and when we go back and work with the team, we have a lot of options that we'll be able to look at, and then ultimately come the next hearing, mm-hmm. potentially have minor tweaks to options that are certainly condition of approvable. So I think we have a really good candidate for one return hearing with all the comments we've heard. So I was just checking with Hannah. She's pretty happy with a good brainstorm, and okay. unless the applicant wants to.
No, I think this is very helpful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, thank right you. On. So yeah, you know exactly where we're going to go when you return.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
The corner.
Thank you.
Very good. Thanks, everyone.
And thank you, Chair.
Yeah.
Madam Chair.
Okay, yeah.
So next